Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. So, a while ago, an advertising agency was given a contract by a company to come up with a brand new slogan for a brand. And they knew that for this to be successful, they had to tap into the deep, authentic character of the value and the purpose of the company that hired them. And the campaign needed to connect with people regardless of their age, their gender, or any other characteristics. And it had to radiate the core of the company, something that would, and here I'm going to quote their documents, evoke the transcendent qualities of human soulfulness and express insight into the unique purpose of this company in the world. Yeah, any idea who that was? Apple, no. Amazon, no. Coke, nope. All of that was for Nike's campaign of just do it. But think about it. That red swoosh and the just do it motto encouraged many people, no matter what the current state of their physicality or their physical fitness, to put on some Nike gear and get out there and walk, run, and play some ball. And in fact, company's share went from about 18% to 48% in a couple of years. So it was a successful campaign. Just do it seems like Jesus' response to the apostles in our gospel. Lord, they said, increase our faith. And Jesus replies like he so often does through telling a parable. You don't need more faith. You need more trust in the faith you have. And go do something. Faith isn't doctrine. Now, each faith tradition does have doctrine, but faith isn't something we just get once and then we're done. Faith is a relationship we have with the living God. It's our commitment to grow in trust and to share our entire lives with God. That is what faith truly is. Faith is the result of being in a relationship. The apostles don't need more faith. Jesus' parable encourages them to do something with the faith they already have. And the same is for us. We have faith, even if it's only a little bit. That teeny, tiny, little, I could barely see it even with my new glasses on, mustard seed faith. And as we live our faith, as we use our faith in our everyday lives, Jesus says, it'll be enough. Faith is a relationship, and like all relationships, our faith with God will grow as we spend time together, as we do things together. You know, we've been told that having faith alone without doing something with our faith is dead. And that's from the letter to James. And now this isn't saying that our works, what we do with our faith, results in our salvation. That isn't the point. Our salvation is a gift from Jesus. But what this letter to James and the parable in our gospel this morning tells us is that our faith is a living faith, and it's known by the good that we do. Our faith is a relationship with God, and that relationship determines who we are and how we live. And unfortunately, our faith isn't going to shield us from challenging times and difficult decisions, and it's not going to protect us from pain. Our faith, our relationship with God, is what we rely on to deal with life, the good and the bad, the joy and the sorrows. We can live by faith because of the love Jesus has for us and that we have for him. And when we say we live by faith, It means we're allowing Jesus to guide us, to influence our decisions and our words and our actions. You know, it's this relationship with God that sustains us when we put our faith into practice, especially when it's challenging to do so. It's this relationship with God and how we identify as children of God that enables us to actively follow Jesus. It is not an issue of the amount of our faith. It's an issue of living out our faith. As Jesus tells us, when we live by faith, any amount, even that littlest bit like the mustard seed, that faith is all we need to do amazing good. Getting more of faith isn't what the apostles needed or what we need. Using what we have, even if it's a small amount, well, it's enough. It's not about the quantity of faith. It's about increasing our response to our faith that Jesus is really concerned about. I mean, the point is, getting more of something that we may not use will not make a difference. We can have all the Nike gear we can wear, clothing, hats, and multiple pairs of shoes, but if we don't put it on and move our bodies, we don't benefit from it. And really, we only need one pair of shoes. We, no matter what you think, we have enough faith to commit to small actions of compassion and kindness. Brief moments when we truly see another person and we give them what they need from the gifts that God's already given us. These small amounts of actions to bring about justice, or small actions of love, intentional actions of compassion are good. And every time we use our faith as motivation or inspiration, and we contribute to making the world a better place, well, our faith is enough. And as a result, our faith is going to grow. The smallest seed, the littlest bit, Jesus tells us, can be enough. When we commit to living every day inspired by our faith, we'll be working with God, and that, well, that is more than enough. Faith is trusting in God to do what Jesus tells us to do, to share goodness, to bring about healing and justice, to be merciful and to forgive. Jesus wants our faith to bring us into a close, dependent relationship with Him. And that relationship will bring about the transformation that we are people who are living out our faith. You know, the life of faith is pretty straightforward. It's just like the slaves or the servants in the parable. Faith is showing up and doing what we're here to do. In the story, their job is to serve the food. And for us, we do what Jesus tells us to do, to continue His work of forgiving, accepting, and acting with love. You know, our faith calls us to be a part of bringing about a more just and caring world for everyone. Everyone, regardless of anything we might come up with as a reason not to include someone. Faith isn't a one-time decision to follow Jesus. It's choosing to live like Jesus every day in the small and in the big things we do. Like any other relationship that matters, every day we make decisions to honor that relationship, to do the things that maintain and grow that relationship, or not. Moment by moment, action by action, living our faith increases our faith. All our readings this morning encourage us to actively live in faith. You know, the Old Testament Habakkuk's oracle and the Psalm both express the challenge of waiting on God, especially in troubling times or when in crisis or when confused. We're encouraged, though, to remain faithful and trust in God and to not worry or fret because God is faithful. The righteous, which means those in the right relationship with God, they live by their faith. But waiting is hard. And why does God make us wait? Maybe we need some more time to get ready for the kind of relationship God wants with us, a relationship of complete dependence. It may take some time for us to be ready for that kind of intimate relationship. And then we've got this letter to Timothy. Well, it's all the encouragement we need to feel our relationship when our faith has faded, like it seems like it did for Timothy. And we're told, well, rekindle the gift of God that's already within us. Our faith, well, it's already here. It's in us. And increasing our faith isn't what we need. We just need to breathe some fresh air on it, on that spark of the divine that's already in us, the Holy Spirit that already lives inside of us. So we're encouraged to focus on the life-changing gift of God's presence and to rely on it more, to be inspired by it more, to do more because of the faith we already have. You know, it's enough, Jesus says. It's enough to even unroot a deep-rooted tree and make it go live in the sea. Or as Matthew writes in his gospel, it's enough faith to move a mountain. We have enough faith already, even if it's really, really small. So use your faith and love each other. And to co-opt a really good advertising campaign, just do it. Amen.